Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your first name.
My name is Demetrius.
Okay. Hey, Demetrius. My name is Ken Schulte. I just took a survey on an email survey from Sam's that wanted me to, was going to give me $90 if I took the survey, blah, 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 blah. I took the survey and I wound up picking the vacuum cleaner in place of the $90, but there's shipping on it. And so it was like $3. So I put my card number in and it tells me my information's wrong. So I switched cards, same stuff. It's me. Kicked me out again. Very frustrated. Been a Sam's client for 20 years. So what do we do to fix this?
Okay. So what is it saying exactly?
The number I'm talking to you on tells me to call for customer service. So I'm looking for some customer service.
I understand that, sir. What is exactly is it saying, sir? When it declines it. I said, what exactly is it saying when it declines it?
Oh, it's saying there's an address correct. It's incorrect or something's incorrect with the input I'm putting in. So I'm using my phone to do it. I'm using my phone to talk to you. So it's kind of hard to get back to it. Hang on.
Okay.
Shipping address error, address not found. It's the same address that's on my freaking credit card. It's the same address that was on my other card. I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong. I put a hyphen in for my 4th Avenue. I shouldn't have done that. All right.
Probably take that hyphen out.
All right.
Let's try that.
Now it's telling me that the page I'm requesting is not found. What a nightmare.
Charlie, just refreshing the page.
Pardon?
I said try just refreshing the page and trying again.
Now it took me all the way out to the wavefront thing of this whole survey. What a pain.
It's the first time I've been hearing something going through that. But, so just try refreshing the page and trying it again. That's the best thing I can tell you. And take that hyphen out.
I did take the hyphen out. And it kind of, it just opened it up and then took me all the way back to the beginning. So, while I got you on the phone here and you're, all right. Do I have a Sam's Club membership? Yes. There's free shipping on items so entice me to buy sometimes. Do you use the Sam's Club app on your phone? Yes. Do you buy Sam's Club gift cards? Sometimes. Do you think that Sam's Club provides a good value? Definitely. Do you feel your nearest Sam's Club is well organized? Yes. What mode of transportation do you take my vehicle? Do you feel Sam's Club are helpful? Definitely. Have you visited a Sam's Club in the last 2 weeks? Yes. Is your Sam's Club your preferred warehouse store? Yes. Do you utilize a pharmacy? No. I have government disability, so I got my drugs at the VA. Have you utilized Sam's Club's online shopping and pickup service? No. Have you ever considered working at Sam's? No, I'm retired. Would you like to receive notifications about future giveaways? No. Go to the reward. All right, submitting the answers. Congratulations, I'm a winner. So I scroll down. Nothing in there that I really cared for until I got to the vacuum cleaner. So I'm going to hit pay. The shipping was like $3. I've got 5 minutes, I guess, to get this thing. So, delivery address, first name, Kenneth, last name, Schulte, United States, yep, zip code. Okay, address. Now we're going to go back to what we did before. 201 space, 4th. Avenue, North, East. No apartment, no suite, Sartell. S-A-R-T-E-L-L. State. Minnesota. All right, phone number. Okay, email address. Okay, claim Dyson. And I did. Final step, credit card number. Okay, month of expiration, January. Year, 27. CVV. All right, complete order. Thank you.
All right, is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Well, you just made me sure I never use that hyphen ever again. No, sir. It's very much. Thank you. Appreciate
no problem,
your patience.
Sir. No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.